JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we get ready for this year's National Honors and Awards Ceremony. And later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Under the National Honors and Awards Act, promulgated on July 18, 1969, formal recognition of service to Jamaica and its citizens may be given by the conferment of 6 orders of the Societies of Honor, which are the Order of National Hero, Order of the Nation, the Order of Excellence, Order of Merit, Order of Jamaica, and the Order of Distinction, and the 2 national awards, which are the Badge of Honor and the Medal of Honor. This year's plans are slightly different. 7 leading government officials will lay floral tributes to the men and women who have received the nation's highest honor, or national heroes. The wreath-laying ceremony will begin at 7:50 a.m. on National Heroes Day. JCDC production manager Gregory Sims explains this year's changes.
This year, there's a particular interest to ensure that we honor and recognize members of the highest order that can be given in Jamaica, which is the Order of the National Hero. In the past, there was usually a salute to these heroes in the afternoon at the Heroes Park. But we've decided to change things up a bit this year and to begin the day by saluting these heroes before we proceed to the National Honors and Awards.
The floral tributes will be given by 7 leading officials according to the table of precedence. His Excellency, the Governor General, the Prime Minister, Leader of the Opposition, President of the Senate, the Minister of Culture, the First Citizen of Kingston and St. Andrew, Her Worship the Mayor, and the Chief Justice. There is so much more that is right with Jamaica than what is wrong. And on National Heroes Day, we take time to celebrate just that. A total of 222 outstanding men and women will be recognized at the National Honors and Awards Ceremony on Monday, October 19 on the lawns of King's House, beginning at 9 a.m. Thursday, October 15 is Global Handwashing Day. Remember to wet your hands first, then lather and rinse. And Friday, October 16 is World Food Day. Food is essential for human survival and well-being. Public and private institutions have launched initiatives since the first World Food Day in 1981.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Some of the focus areas of Vision 2030 are national security and justice, accountability and human rights, education, youth development, natural environment, energy, and waste management. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Heritage Month Did You Know feature. As a World Heritage Site, there are several opportunities for the Blue and Junker Mountains in sustainable tourism. The rich history of the site can offer tourists unique insight into the legacy of our island. Here now is a child care tip. I believe the children are our future. Take your children early and regularly to a school that is set up to help your child enjoy learning and be happy. Work with your children's school to make it the best it can be for them and for others. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thank you so much for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.